Blackstone presents The Memory Thieves Series, Books 1 and 2, by Joel Shulkin, M.D. This book is read by Madeline Lambert and January Lavoie. Adverse Effects, by Joel Shulkin, M.D.
To Jeza, who helps me remember everything. Prologue. The woman's brown skin rippled like satin beneath Carl Franklin's pale fingertips. Her hair billowed in a black halo against the bedspread. Slender fingers pulled the sheets free from the mattress as she moaned and jerked spasmodically. Her eyes bore into Carl's as his fingers dug into the skin surrounding her neck. Carl's stomach lurched when his hands tightened around the woman's throat, blocking her screams. Even worse, the growing bulge in his pants confirmed he enjoyed it. Stop, he whispered, though it would do no good. The vision continued, relentless. Sitting in the living room of his luxuriant Somerville apartment, Carl gripped his armchair, trying to convince himself the rich leather felt nothing like the skin of her neck. These aren't my memories. The woman jabbed her press-on fingernail at his eyeball. Carl tightened his grip, twisted, crushed her windpipe. The fight left her body.
That wasn't me.
Carl spoke, though there was no one around to hear him, except for the voice in his head. He doubled over and pressed his fingertips against his skull.
I know who I am. I'm not a killer.
Bullets whizzed past. A soldier rushed at him. Carl slit the man's throat and bolted, burst through a door, sprinted outside, glanced over his shoulder. A mosque exploded behind him. Heat licked Carl's back as he dived for cover.
I didn't blow up any mosque.
Carl dug his knuckles into his temples. The window shook as a train on Boston's Green Line rattled past.
I've never left the country.
The scene changed. Carl was in an alley, and a submachine gun bucked in his hands. Dark-skinned boys screamed and fell at his feet.
Get out of my head!
Carl jumped from the chair and stumbled across his apartment to the bathroom. He yanked open the medicine cabinet and found the bottle. With a cry, Carl ripped off the cap and dumped two green capsules into his hand. He popped them into his mouth and swallowed them dry.
I'm Carl Franklin, he said into the mirror.
His rugged, handsome visage was marred by uneven stubble. His eyes were bloodshot, haunted.
I'm a successful accountant. I'm not a killer. Hold on to what you know.
While repeating the mantra, the mental fog lifted. The radiator clattered. A cold breeze blew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?